Simultaneously, the struggle was being fought in the Iberian Peninsula, where the Templars eventually helped liberate Spain and Portugal. But the crusading effort in the East, with the Templars at its heart, was never enough to withstand the overwhelming Muslim forces that could be brought into the field when they were united by the likes of Saladin or the Mamelukes. In 1291, when the Mamelukes drove the last Frankish settlers out of the Holy Land, the Templars lost the main purpose of their existence, and soon they fell victim to the rapacious greed and tyrannical ambitions of the King of France. One of the great Templar mysteries has always been the role played by the papacy in the downfall of the order. The Pope was meant to be their protector, and to the Pope alone the Templars owed obedience. Yet to judge from the apparently supine acquiescence of the papacy to the demands of the King of France, the Pope either betrayed the Templars or believed them guilty of terrible crimes. These conjectures took a dramatic turn in 2007, when the Vatican published a facsimile edition of a parchment recording the Templars' leaders' testimony to papal investigators at Chinon in 1308. This document had been discovered in the Vatican secret archives and revealed, 700 years too late to save the lives of James of Molay and countless other knights, that the Pope believed the Templars innocent of heresy.